2 Chronicles chapter 21. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram his son reigned in his place. 3229 AH, seat 113 BC. And he had brothers the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver, and of gold, and of precious things, with fenced cities in Judah, but the kingdom he gave to Jehoram. Because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram had risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself, and killed all his brothers with the sword, and also various others of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab did, because he had the daughter of Ahab for his wife. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, Jehovah. However, the Lord, Jehovah, would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. In his days the Edomites revolted from under the rule of Judah, and made for themselves a king. Then Jehoram went forth with his princes, and all his chariots with him, and he rose up by night, and struck the Edomites who encircled him, and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah to this day. At this same time Libnah also revolted from under his hand, because he had forsaken the Lord, Jehovah, God of his fathers. Furthermore he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and caused those who lived in Jerusalem to commit fornication, and compelled Judah to do so. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "This is what the Lord, Jehovah, God of David your father says, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have caused Judah and those who live in Jerusalem to go prostituting, as the prostitutions of the house of Ahab, and also have killed your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself. Indeed, with a great plague the Lord, Jehovah, will strike your people, and your children, and your wives, and all your goods. And you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels, until your bowels fall out because of the sickness day by day. Furthermore the Lord, Jehovah, stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines, and of the Arabians, that were near the Ethiopians. And they came up into Judah, and broke into it, and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives. So that there was not a son left to him, except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this the Lord, Jehovah, struck him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass, that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out because of his sickness. So he died of sore diseases. And his people made no burning for him, like the burning of his forefathers. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.